All right, I've got a split. We just heard Per Ubu from Dub Housing. We heard Codex. Before that, Valentina Goncharova. Valentina Goncharova from Ocean, a symphony for electric violin and other instruments. Dance of Shiva. And we started off with Craig Leon from his great Nomos album, Four Eyes to See the Afterlife, Craig Leon. That's everything you heard in that set. Thanks, everybody, for listening and for your comments on the comments board. I'll be back next week. You're in tune to Freeform Radio, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. All right. See you next week. Stay tuned for Bucci. Bye.
You didn't see aliens in a dream, or you did see aliens in a dream?
I did. It was molecular snakes. I felt them.
Yeah, that sounds like an alien to me.
Last time, on Bucci.
I believe in you, UFOs!
I believe in you, too, Bucci.
Well, do you subscribe to my podcast?
Why, you have a podcast now?
Yeah, I do!
Baby, that conversation happened. Sam the Ram. Hey, Sam.
Great to be
Jesus.
Here. Oh, my
That's
goodness.
That's so loud. Seen him or not seen him? UFOs.
Not seen him.
Seen.
UFOs, August 1967. Seen him.
Thinking back on it, it was a UFO, not a satellite.
Now I understand.
Aliens, seen him or not seen him?
No.
Thank you. It wasn't a drone, right?
Right.
They want you to think it's a drone. You know.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. We saw one.
Okay.
It's a really small moon tonight.
Body parts instead of apples.
Could you pay me in euros?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes, we can do that.
Afraid or not of aliens? And what's your name?
Whether you're scared
no.
or not.
No, you. So just...
Oh, okay. I'm going to say no.
Okay, thanks very much.
Not scared?
That's the correct answer. I mean, actually, I think people should be scared.
Terrified.
Oh, yeah, I'm scared. Maybe.
Ooh.
All right.
Are you scared or not of, you know, UFO?
I am scared. I'm terrified.
Oh, whoa, you got to save your answer. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear.
A little scared.
Thank you.
For yes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the maybe, kind of in purgatory, 1, and then again, your current wife. Is not afraid. Not
have
afraid.
You not seen aliens in a dream? I know I haven't.
My name is Kevin.
I remember every Kevin I talk to.
I've had an abduction experience. I was like thinking that maybe this is going to turn things around in the future.
Of course, story to tell.
Let's keep it saucy with Bucci. He'll be on with
you. Sam, did you just say keep it saucy?
Yeah, we were
I
talking
don't want
about.
I want these called saucy. I just want them regular.
I was camping once in the northern Scotland with my friend, and I saw. Nothing at all.
How was that experience not seeing a UFO?
Empty.
It's a good answer.
There's a very nice nursery across the street from where we live, and they have a lot of, how would you say, premium items for sale.
When you talk about premium items, you're not talking about babies, right? Please tell me that.
Just to be clear, have you experienced or have you not, and where have you experienced? Or importantly, where have you not?
Yeah,
have you
UFO? What's going I'm on sorry. There? Let's keep those calls going.
All right, you're going on hold. Here he comes.
My eyes have seen the glory of the beauty of like a couple of aliens floating in the air. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm so excited about the presence of UFOs in our solar system.
I think these people on the radio are aliens.
Do you have any proof?
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Wait. Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Have you ever seen a UFO, Matt?
Have I ever seen a UFO?
Yeah, they're real, right?
Yeah, they're real.
Tell me how real they are. Right now.
About as real as clouds.
That's pretty real, right? It's
very,
one of the realest.
Real.
And just as like clouds, there's so many different clouds. Are you looking for a UFO right now?
I am.
What
Where
are you
are
doing?
The UFO? Are they in here?
You really got to get out of here.
Okay, I'm out of here.
No, no, what are you looking for? What are you looking for?
My glasses.
No, I don't have them. Bye. Oh, boy. Huh? That's a rhetorical question. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Wait, let's get some bed music going because Matt Warwick, that was DJ Matt Warwick, he threw me off, which he knows he's not supposed to do. There we go. All right. She's back. Bucci, that is. Super back. For another, excuse me. I don't have a frog in my throat. I got a whole, toad in my throat.
Bucci. Adage.
Yeah, some adages are gross. Which is another Bucci adage. All right, hello. Adage. This is Bucci. You're listening to your boy Bucci.
Small Bucci.
Just a regular size man, actually. Thank you very much. Boom, 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 boom. Let me just get situated. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody, in the comments board, WFMU.org. Hope everyone there is ready, and you can define ready in any way you want. But just don't tell me about it, because, you know, basically, I don't really want to know. Okay. I'm still... Hold on. It's just one of those shows, I guess. I had to get my special headphones. As people who follow me on Instagram over there at Bucci Nights know, I have these special, very, very, very soft headphones. And they're just because my ears are real brittle. And I just, I have to bring them in because the headphones here at WFMU Central are, they're just real spiky for some reason. I don't know. I think it's like punk, but I don't know. If that's punk, give me new wave, right?
Smooth Booch.
Yeah. Bowling. Like I was doing something a second ago. Oh yeah, a radio show. All right. So yeah, as you heard over there, when Matt kind of busted in, I do. I am still continuing my quest for the perfect UFO. I want to get the real. I want to see the right. I saw one a couple of weeks ago, but I want to see one like a really good one now. And I've been up on that roof every night looking. And I've not seen it again. So it's my instinct to continue this and continue to talk about UFOs and solicit opinions on them from you, the listener. But Ken, station manager Ken, has told me that I can't do the same show twice. It violates the freeform rules, which doesn't make any sense, but I guess that's freeform. So I'm going to have to not make this show. I'm very sorry about UFOs. You know, I will revisit this in the past, present, not the past. Well, if you listen to the archives or the podcast, it is in the past. But in the future, I will do this again. But and also, up until that point, secretly, all shows will be about the existence of alien life in our galaxy.
Promise. Bucci.
That's a Bucci promise. Got that backwards. These drops, if they're not outright insulting me, they're just giving out the wrong information. So we're not going to do a UFO show today. But I do want to start the show off
by telling a little story. Let me bring this down a little bit. So cozy up. Take the radio that you're listening to the show on to bed and just cozy up with it, because I'm going to tell a little story of something that happened to me pretty recently. And it's not actually something that happened to me, but it's the story of a woman I know. This person, I'll call her Kendra for the purposes of this. Is this person I know? I say no, but we don't really talk much. I'm in a voice acting class with her, so we don't really discuss it. We talk about the right way to inflect on a boat oil commercial and how to really sell that boat oil. But aside from that, we don't really talk a lot. But one night, a couple of weeks ago, after class, we found ourselves waiting for the same bus home. And so just, we weren't really talking. So for something to say, I asked her how her vacation was. I knew she just went to Florida. And this was just basically a almost rhetorical question. I didn't expect an answer, really. Just like, oh, it was fine. Oh, yeah, real great, Bucci. I love my vacation in Florida. It was real warm, way warmer than New York, you know. But to this bland, basic question, she told me the following story. Kendra was on vacation in Florida. And one day, tired of floating in the pool drunk, trying not to think about the fact that this vacation was putting money in Ron DeSantis's pocket, she left the all-inclusive resort and wandered into the Everglades, which was right next door. And it wasn't too long before she was deep, deep, deep in the swampland. After 24 hours of wading through the swamp, she heard a sound. That's the sound she heard. Water. Kendra quickened her pace towards the sound. It got louder and louder and louder and louder and louder. After another 12 hours, I'm going to turn that off because it sounds like a bathroom break, but just imagine that water burbling up louder and louder. And finally, she came to this spot where the burbling was almost deafening. She pushed aside a monkey's tail and found an area of the swamp that had been cleared of trees and bushes and vines. And in the place of all this nature were hundreds and hundreds of fountains, all running and splashing warm water out of their cherubic mouths. So, curious, Kendra went up to the base of the fountain that was closest to her. She saw at the base of the fountain there was a little gold plaque. Fountain of Youth, it said. My God, she said. I found the Fountain of Youth. I've always wanted to be young forever. And in her excitement, she rushed to the fountain and cupped her hands and was right about to drink. When she glanced at the fountain next to it, fountain of wealth, it said. Hmm, she hmmed. Maybe I want wealth more than youth. After all, what's youth if I'm still poor? Do I want to live forever, doing data entry and voiceovers for a garden center? Then again, she thought, what's unlimited wealth if I die? You can't take it with you. I don't have any children to leave the money to. And as she pondered this question, she looked at the next fountain. Fountain of children, it said. And then under it in parentheses, as if to like head off any uncomfortable questions, it said, this foundation will give you a lot of children. But she thought, what are children without unlimited wealth or youth? Nothing. So then Kendra went down the rows and rows of fountains, and they all said something different. Fountain of fashion. Fountain of truth. Fountain of funk. And on, hundreds of fountains. So Kendra thought to herself, well, I can't choose one. Maybe I'll drink from a few of them and get the benefit of those. But then there was a rustle in the underbrush, and a huge man wrapped in rotting furs and leather emerged from the jungle. He was ancient, but his eyes seemed newborn, which was disconcerting. As if he heard her thoughts, he said, drink deep, Kendra, but only from one fountain. You are only allowed one, for if you drink more, the water will burn in your veins and boil you to steam right here, and you will never return to your all-inclusive hotel again. Wow. So you see Kendra's dilemma. Which to choose? Which? Kendra walked amongst the fountains. Fountain of art. Fountain of pinball. Fountain of great coffee. Fountain of good vibes. And the more fountains she saw, the more difficult her decision became. Days passed. Days! And still she couldn't decide. What do I want? She thought. And the giant man again seemed to hear her thoughts. If you're having trouble, maybe this is the fountain for you. And he gestured to a fountain that was all overgrown with vines. It was rusted and forgotten. Kendra went up to the fountain and read the plaque. Fountain of status quo, it said. What does this fountain do? Kendra asked. This fountain, boomed the giant way too loudly, will do nothing. It is just water. It will quench your thirst, but nothing more. Nothing more. For those who don't know what they want, a cool drink from a fountain of simple water might be the only thing that they really need. Because wisdom is knowing what you really... Actually, I found one, Kendra interrupted, pointing to a fountain in front of her. And with that, she put her face into the water and drank deep. The giant, who seemed a little pissed that his moral had been interrupted, walked over to the fountain and looked at the plaque. Fountain of cool hats, it said. The giant looked at Kendra, who was now wearing a large Carmen Sandiego-style hat with a feather in it. "This is what I want," she said, "what I've always wanted." And before the giant could respond, she turned on her heels and walked out of the Everglades. Happy. "So, that's my story," Kendra said to me, who, now that I'm noticing, she did have a really cool hat on. It was a bright orange baseball hat that said "Sweet" in rhinestones on it. "It's a good story," I said, thinking that, oh, maybe I'll tell this story on the radio. When the bus finally came, I sat looking out the window, deep in thought. We weren't sitting together. We weren't really friends, as I mentioned. You know what? Maybe I will tell this story. This would make a good topic. For Bucci.
Bucci.
Fountain's still running. Stop. Oh. But that's what I'm going to do. Tonight, we're going to talk about fountains. I want to know what your fountain is, your dream fountain. And because this is not theoretical, this is an actual exercise. We're not dealing with abstracts here. This is real. The show is real. I have at great personal expense allowed my wife to purchase 100 fountains. They're very small. I brought them into the studio. They're really tiny. They're only about the size of your fingernail. And they're lined up all around the studio. I'm looking at them right now. What's up? And I've installed splash guards on all the fountains so they don't soak the studio again. So I want to know, which fountain do you want to drink from? What is your desire? What do you want to change or make better about yourself? The fountain of youth, classic. The gountain of youth, where you are always young but you have gout. Fountain of t-shirts, that's a very popular one. Anyone who drinks from that will always be in a really nice t-shirt. Fountain of gum that never loses its flavor. Fountain of punk. You just get real punk when you drink from that baby. There are a lot of fountains, but you can only pick one. Intriguing? I hope so. All that and more after the break. Well, I know who has drunk from the fountain of good rapping. It's Mother Nature. They are slamming only on WFMU.
I've been a victim since I was a shorty. I got seniority, now I'm a warrior. I saw the vision when toward it, my vessel anointed. I feel like Joe Pound tested then. Bitch, you can't fold under pressure plans. Never gon' go as expected, eh? Always excel, match your excellence. I go to war with my estrogen. Give me some more, you can throw that evidence. Losing control, yo, bitch, call me the weatherman. Work on the stove, that girl be medicine. Listen, I got addictions. Listen, I got prescriptions. Listen, I got addictions. Yeah, I got addictions. Yeah, I got addictions. Yeah, I heal through the elements, nourish your melanin black. God bless the fam, I'll explain how you handle a mama on crack. Well, I got a strange relationship with trap. I feel the pain, I face it with the facts. My innovation for my entertainment, but they need the knowledge. I got it, could save them, but what is the antidote? I can't find it.
Telling folks 3, 4, 5. Why do you lie? Mixing your messages, niggas is wrestling with their own minds. All by design, get it by faith, God, prayer, never. Spoke to the heavens, everything got better. But my speech is humongous, I talk in abundance. And I ain't seen nothing, so what's rolling off your tongue? Huh? I just really need to know. Hard living off love alone, landlord won't leave you alone. Love, please, tell me how you got your steams. Break down every strategy before I turn.
Only bring prosperity into our lives and others. We know this is only possible through action. We will not live by faith alone, so forward momentum is a daily task. If we are only wishing for our goals, they will remain in fantasy. We are our own antidote. The prescription is you.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
What's your fountain? What's your fountain?
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music. Music.
Well, that's the end of that song, actually. Sometimes song end. I feel like I wasn't on the air when gave out the topic. The topic is, what's your fountain? There's a lot of fountains out there. What's yours? What do you want to drink from to change? Or what, you know, will give you some sort of dream, power, or life that you've always deserved? Well, I don't know if you deserved it, but you want it. And what's at the center of a magic fountain? Right? It's regret. Regret for what we don't have, like youth or wealth or really long fingers or whatever. I regret devoting a whole show to UFOs this last week because I'm on a watch list, which is fine. I've been on a watch list before, but I don't like how they're watching me this time. They're just right outside my apartment, and they don't have binoculars. They're just putting their hand like binoculars in front of their eyes, and they're just grinning. So I regret that. Caller Yabuchi.
Hi, Bucci. It's Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Oh,
except
that's
that
nice
the power's
to
out. That's not so good. So
is that
you
the
can't
power? The power.
So I was going to say, you know,
the
I,
power in your body or the power in your house?
No, Southern California Edison. Is doing maintenance work. So we're sitting in the dark, pretending we're camping.
Oh, that's nice, but at least the phones still work, right?
Yeah, we're listening on the phone.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, Franco, I have all these fountains. They're very small, mm-hmm. but they are potent. So what kind of fountain do you want to drink out of?
The fountain of hot food.
And so this fountain, as everybody knows, where every food that you eat would be hot.
Yes.
So that's sort of a monkey's paw. I can already see the issue. What if you want to eat a nice bowl of cereal, cornflakes, and it's boiling hot?
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
I don't eat
you
cereal.
See
what I don't eat breakfast cereal.
Right. Okay. You're avoiding the larger question, though.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's like, what if I wanted some rice pudding? Nice
exactly.
And chill.
Yes. Or a flan. And then all of a sudden you
a
have
flan. You can't
boiling
have
hot flan.
Hot flan. It wouldn't. You know, it wouldn't.
Bucci added.
That is a Bucci added.
Okay, but I.
So
you know,
are you
going to
stick with this?
Limitations
okay.
On
so that's it. That's your choice. You have spake it. So take a deep sip, please.
Okay.
Right now.
Tomato soup. Oh, yeah.
No, you have to drink from the fountain. Don't drink your tomato soup that you keep in your hands or whatever.
Stick my head in the fountain.
There you go. All right. May all your food be hot, Franco, because it will
be. Thank you.
Thank you very much. See, you got to think this out. Now Franco's going to be eating a hot tuna sub. Caller, you got your Bucci. Hello? Hello, you're on.
Hey, Bucci, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yes. Hello.
Bucci.
Yeah, oh, hello. Zach, how are you doing? If it were anybody else, you'd be gone. What's going on?
Hard to believe. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Almost the end of September.
Kind of a non sequitur. But what... Okay, Zach, the topic on the table, and it's a nice table, is... What is your fountain?
Really, I admire this table. Did you build it yourself? You're a woodworker.
Well,
in
my imagination, I did. I sure did. I can imagine your table and strong. What is it, oak or something? It's got about 4 inches thick. So you don't need to drink out of the fountain of write really nice tables. So is your fountain, please, sir? What is your fountain? What do you want to drink from? I have a bunch.
I think like late night theater.
What do you mean?
Oh, just the experience, and so that.
So anytime you went to a theater late at night.
What?
So anytime you went to a theater late at night, it would be good?
Oh, no, it would be horrible. But it was just like, a scene where just people experimented or whatever. If you like comedy stuff. Or...
I have no idea what kind of fountain
this
is.
Do you like comedy, Bucci?
I cannot understand this fountain for the life of me, Zach. I don't like comedy. I'm more of a very, very serious person. But think about this fountain, Zach, and have a great afternoon. Call you, Bucci.
Oh, hey, Bucci.
Hey, you doing? What's your name?
Zig, 2 G's.
Oh, that guy. What's up, Double G? What's your fountain?
So, my fountain is one of my childhood. And that's not the fountain of childhood.
It's you want to drink? Okay, go ahead.
It's more that as a child, my grandfather took us all on a big vacation. He spent all his money throughout the year, saved it all up, took us to the Fountain Blue in Miami.
Okay, what is the B-L-E-U? Are you spelling it that way?
That's the way you spell it.
So what is the fountain? So you want to drink from this fountain that will take you back to that time? Is that what you're...
it's a time-traveling fountain. It's the Fountain Blue. It's just, that's what it is.
But it only takes you back to that, what is it, a restaurant?
It's a Art Deco hotel.
And it's very expensive, I imagine.
I mean, he spent all his money on it,
Interesting. So you want to go? Do you want to go back to when you and your grandfather were at this hotel, or do you just want to go back now as the Double G?
I want to go back to when me and my grandfather would go late at night. It would be me as a child, him as a grandpa, and go into the pool and to the fountains and to the jacuzzis there and pee in them.
This is a very specific. Very specific fountain. It's very esoteric, and I must say, Double G, I don't have that fountain here.
That fountain's got to be there. That's not.
No, I have a fountain of time travel. I have a fountain of time travel, which will take you back, wherever you want to go. But I don't have a fountain that'll take you back to, this time when you and your grandfather were peeing in a pool. So
we also, let's say, cash some checks.
You know what? Like Dorothy, you have the power all along. You can go to this fountain. You don't need magic to go to this to go back to this place. So I would suggest just getting in your car and driving there. And I don't know if your grandfather still with us.
I can't drive in this economy that far.
Okay. Well, then I'm afraid I can't help you today, Double G. So I would, like I said, take my advice and either go down there or maybe watch a documentary about it. Or just fill up your tub and go to the restroom in that.
Can I get one more chance? I want the fountain of tapioca pudding.
Really good tapioca pudding? Every tapioca pudding you eat is good?
everything tastes like tapioca pudding.
Everything tastes like tapioca pudding? That's not a monkey's paw. That's a whole monkey. That's going to be a nightmare for you. What if you want to eat a cucumber and now all of a sudden it tastes like tapioca pudding?
It sounds like you're singing my praises here.
All right. Well, okay, take a sip right now. I have one. I just bought it in, actually. So drink from the fountain of tapioca pudding, buddy.
All right. Here it goes.
All right. That is your blessing. That is your curse.
Bless Bucci.
These things are very difficult to pin down because there's always the other side of the wish. We all know this. I've mentioned the monkey's paw. That's one of the famous ones, examples of that. 201-209-9368. What's your fountain? The fountain of youth. Huh, there you go. The fountain of 6 years ago. Takes you back to 2017. A good year. Fibucci.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bucci.
Fountain of, you don't want youth? What about the fountain of elderly? Fountain of being old? People do, you know, some people luxuriate in old age. They love being old. I have no idea who those people are, but I've seen some movies. Fountain of Sex. We're not going to talk about that. That is not suitable for radio. If you want to drink from a fountain of sex or a fountain of, I don't even know what this fountain will do to you. It's again very shady, this fountain. So I wouldn't. We're not going to drink from the fountain of sex. We can drink from the fountain of holding hands. So if you just want to hold hands with someone, your partner, forever, drink.
Drink, drink, drink. Choose wisely.
You have to choose wisely. 201-209-9368. What is your fountain? I have a fountain here, the fountain of fashion, if you want to become very, very fashionable. Everything you wear is right up to the minute. Everything you wear, everyone comments on how cool it looks. That would be a really nice one. That's a soft wish, a soft fountain, because there's no downside. You're fashionable. Though, what if you're going to a funeral and you're dressed way too ostentatious? Then you're like, I can't help it! I can't help it! I'm sorry, these pants are so nice. I drank from the fountain of fashion. No, I know. I tried to put on something black pants and black jackets, but I couldn't. The jacket became real funky the minute it touched my body. Look, I'll leave. See how difficult it is? It's difficult. Call Yugabuchi. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Bucci, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you? What's your name?
This is Seth.
Oh, hey, Seth. How you doing, man?
Could be better, could be worse, somewhere in between.
Okay, that's interesting. So, Seth, what is your fountain? What do you want to drink from? I got all these crazy fountains. What do you want? What do you want?
I want the fountain of mixed water.
The fountain of come again?
Mixed water.
What do you mean?
I mean, from this fountain comes waters from any and all bodies of water on this earth. It comes from clouds, from snow melt, the Indian Ocean, creeks, seltzer water, tap water.
All right, I get it. So
all water,
what is, yes, all water, I understand. But what is the point? What is that? Well, how is that different than a regular fountain? Isn't all of our water always, all our fountain water come from all different sources? It sounds like you're just
exactly
drinking from a fountain.
But each taste from the fountain is going to be different because it's always coming from a different source. So
okay. All right, so what
it's a steady stream of different taste the water because, you know.
Okay, so that's what it is. You want to taste different waters? You know, you can't drink the Indian Ocean. It's not good for you.
Well, it's a little salty, but I think a little bit.
It's more than a little salty because you also got the Dead Sea in that fountain also. If you're talking about all the water, if you drank from the Dead Sea, you'd pucker up like a, I don't know, raisin or something. So you still want this fountain? You want this drink? I got it, the Fountain of Many Waters. Is that what you want?
Yes, it is.
One choice. Okay. Right now, drink.
Great.
I'm handing it to you. Now, I need to hear you drinking it.
Glub, 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 glub.
All right. Thank you very much.
Glub, glub, glub.
Wait, stop drinking. Thanks very much, Seth. May that be a blessing.
You have chosen stupidly.
I don't think that's a good choice. I don't understand that. I bought that Fountain of Many Waters thinking that no one would drink from it. But I guess there's a this WFMU listenership. You cannot predict it. Okay. 201-209-9368. While I was talking to Seth there, another call came in. I'm sorry I dropped it. Sam, can you just make sure you pick up these calls? Oh, he's not there. My call screener left last week. Gotta answer these phones by myself. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I'm fine. What's your name?
Well, sitting here listening, and I can't help but think about what if there was a fountain of bird calls or bird songs.
Fountain of birds. Well, you think no longer, wonder no longer, because I do have a fountain of pretty bird song. What do you want this fountain to do? Why this one? Why this one?
I mean, it seems like a very useful, very sobering. It'd be like taking a hit, but it would completely transfer you, only temporarily, not long.
Sure.
Not long. That would be too much. But it would transfer you into this peaceful soundscape. I don't know how vision would be enhanced by this, but maybe like a sound thing.
So it seems like a very oral thing, a fountain. So you, wherever you go, you hear birdsong. Is that how you imagine that to work?
Well, maybe you sip from this fountain and you are temporarily... this might sound scary,
yeah.
But maybe your vision is... obscured, maybe not blinded, but obscured.
Okay.
In a peaceful way, and all you can hear are peaceful, beautiful bird songs.
Okay, so you're blind. This fountain would blind you. In your imagination, in your dreams, this fountain blinds you and makes you more attuned to the sound of birds that are all around you, but you never notice because you're you can see so well.
I like that idea,
okay.
But there are some people in some places that probably don't have birds around them, even if they are listening.
Right, so that's true. So I see the fountain I have. I'm sorry, I missed your name. What's your name?
This is Rose.
Hey, Rose. The fountain that I have will. What it does is you drink from it and you always hear birdsong, always. There is no temporary nature. You know what I'm saying? So if you were giving a big presentation at work, your ears would be full of the sound of birds, which maybe you like, but, you know, I could see it being an issue down the line.
Does this wear off?
Let me check the fine print on this fountain. Hold on.
I think we have two different...
No, I'm afraid. No, Rose, this doesn't wear off. So this is like a lifer kind of fountain.
It's like tinnitus, but with birdsong.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So what do you think? Do you want it?
That's a little bit more committal than I was hoping for.
What about the fountain of bass? Like if you really wanted to play bass really well, the bass guitar, and then you drank from that and you'd play bass really well. That's a fountain I have.
So it's like almost like an everlasting ambient bass tune. Does that one go away?
No. It's not in your ears. You're literally being you. This fountain here gives
you
the.
About a different fountain?
No, this fountain here. This is a different fountain. Whole different fountain.
Okay. All right.
this fountain will give you the ability to play bass really well. So you'd be like, you'd be in a room with Les Claypool and slapping that bass, and he'd pull down his sunglasses and go, whoa.
That's like cheating.
Well, that's very honest of you. That is cheating. Yeah.
I don't know if I could. I'm a bit too, my morals are too rooted, I think, for that, unfortunately.
Okay. What about the fountain of Chinese food, where all the Chinese food you eat is, like, delicious?
Or it's Chinese food and you drink it, and then all of a sudden everywhere around you is a different China food.
Chinese
restaurant.
Food? Okay.
So it's like you turn into Chinatown anywhere you go.
That's a good fountain. That would be a very powerful fountain to change the universe around you. Most of these fountains I have only change you. You know what I'm saying? They don't really,
yes.
They don't build buildings. They don't turn mountains to dust. You know, they only do you. So,
maybe this fountain it changes your perception and it becomes as though you truly do believe you are surrounded by a Chinese food establishment, even though you are actually surrounded by
you know what
wall stop.
I think I do have that fountain. Hold on. Yeah, I have the fountain of the perception of good Chinese food. So
okay.
That would sounds like be what kind of what you're thinking about. Would you like
so
to take
you
a
could, you could you could eat like you can try and do right and have your green juice, but you can pretend you're eating like crab rangoon.
Yeah, you're always smelling and sensing that really good Chinese food is right around the corner, which may prevent you from enjoying the food right in front of your face. But
and what about when Chinese food is no good anymore? You've had enough.
Well, with this that's the horror of this fountain, you know.
Right.
All these fountains contain secret horrors.
Sure.
Like life.
Well, this isn't at all birdsong. Like this is actually like quite not at all what I had in mind. But this doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to drink from the fountain of the perception that really good Chinese food is all around you?
I'll have a small. I'll taste it. Yeah.
Okay. The taste is all okay. Take a nice sip there, Rose.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have
Richie.
Chosen well.
You've chosen well, Rose, and I appreciate all the thought that you put into this.
Of course, anytime.
Have a
good night, Bucci.
Yeah, you too. Fountains, we're talking about them. 201-209-9368. What's your fountain? You know, that's the question. Fountain of great music taste. A lot of DJs here at WFMU have drank deep from that one. Fountain of water, again, does nothing. Fountain of grape drink. Any time, all the drinks you drink will be grape. Grape drink flavor, not grape juice. Which I am addicted to, but you might not like. Fountain of heroin, again, another double-edged kind of sword. You know, like, I'm on heroin. All my heroin is really delicious. And then the other side is like, oh, everyone's getting mad at me because I'm doing a lot of heroin. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. Fountain of Scrabble, you'll know all the words in Scrabble, like, immediately. That doesn't seem to have any downside, or does it? I don't think it does. You're just really good at Scrabble all the time. What's another? Let me look at another one. Oh, yeah, Fountain of Light and Shadow. Oh, that's an interesting one. If you want to be a cinematographer, that would be a really good one, because you just have this really great sense of light and shadow. You know, I really think that Sven Nykvist drank from that one because those Bergman films, they have some natural lighting. Call Igabuchi.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Treya.
It's who?
Treya.
Treya. Could you spell that?
Treya.
Treya?
Treya.
Do I have that right? Treya.
Treya.
Spell it.
F-R-E-Y-A.
Freya. Okay, Freya. Freya, what do you want? What's your fountain? What fountain do you want?
Maybe, yeah, pizza fountain.
Fountain of really all the pizza. So that if you drink from this fountain, every pizza you drink, every pizza you eat will be really delicious?
Yeah.
That's a good fountain. You know what?
You have chosen well.
You've chosen very well, Freya. So from now on, whenever you eat pizza, you're going to be like, man, this pizza's delicious, like always, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really, that, you know what? You have made the one of the great choices, because I don't see a downside to that, right?
Yeah.
All good.
And I love pizza, too.
Oh, who doesn't love, now the, what kind of pizza do you like? Do you like a thin crust? Because, you know, we can fix, you know, what kind of pizza do you, is your favorite, I wonder?
I like pepperoni pizza with medium-sized crust.
Medium crust, okay. All right, Freya, why don't you drink from this fountain and get the blessings therein? All right, Freya, great job. Enjoy that delicious pizza. Have a good night.
Good choice.
That's a good choice, says the booming voice. Someone in the chat said they'd drink from the Fountain of Wayne, which is very funny. So that means you would... I don't know if that means if you would always hear that band whenever you went, or all music would sound like the Fountains of Wayne, which isn't that bad, and or if you would always be stuck selling fountains. Though I please that Fountains of Wayne establishment is closed down. So I don't know. Freya, you did a great job. Thank you very much. 201-209-9368. What is your fountain, baby? Art? Any art you do is really good. Art collecting. I have another one. The Fountain of Art Collecting. You collect all the best Georgia O'Keeffe's or whatnot, and your wealth will be generated from that. If you have a lot of Georgia O'Keeffe's or Edward Hopper's or another artist I can't really think of, John Singer Sargent, if you have a bunch of those, then you'd generate some wealth. So you could get the Fountain of Wealth kind of by proxy. Very sneaky. And again, I don't see a downside. Though, if you drank from the fountain of collecting really good art, maybe someone robs you. Yeah. And then what do you have? Nothing. 201-209-9368. What do you want? The Fountain of Immortality? This is a tricky one, too, because... the nature of this fountain here is when you drink from it, only your lips will live forever. You will die, but your lips and your like throat muscles will never age. I wouldn't want that. Call you Gabucci.
Hey.
Jesus.
Hello, Gabucci. How are you?
Hey, Hero. How are you, buddy?
Good.
What's your fountain, buddy?
A fountain of engineering
Fountain of engineering?
Yeah, of Scratch and computers and
stats and computers. Okay, so this fountain, if you drank from it, what do you imagine it doing to you?
It would make different types of computers and different hydraulic things and
okay.
Physics.
Interesting. It's very interesting, a fountain that you want there. Let me see if I have one. I don't think so. What? Fountain of Engineering. I do have it. All right. Hero, drink from the Fountain of Engineering right now.
Okay.
Drink.
Yep.
No, I gotta hear you drink from it.
You have chosen.
Ow, I just have a bunch of computers.
Now you have a computer in your head all
now.
The time. Great job. Well, enjoy that blessing, Hero.
Okay.
Bye. Call you Gabucci.
Hi.
Hey. Who's this?
Marnie.
Marnie. Hey, Marnie. What's your fountain?
My fountain is a fountain of lyrics.
A fountain of lyrics?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you imagine this fountain will do?
Help me out of my I don't have anything in my head that sounds decent.
Right. So no lyrics are be careful there with the old language there, Marty.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So this will get you imagine this fountain to kind of make you write better and more personal and more unique and interesting. Is that how you imagine it to be?
Yes.
So earlier I offered like Satan the fountain of bass to a caller, and she said it's like cheating. She denied it. Do you feel like this would also be cheating, or would you be able to live with yourself?
Well, I think that you can change things around. It's just to hear good stuff. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just need to hear a lot of different words and then try to put them together in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just need to hear other people's stuff to get inspired.
Sure. So this fountain, you would be able to bypass all that. You could stop relying on other influences. You could stop being a consumer and be more of a producer of these beautiful lyrics without any help from the outside world.
Well, I think I need both, and I need help from the outside world.
Okay, but this fountain kind of bypasses that. This fountain would change you into like one of the best lyricists of all time. So like even better than Paul McCartney.
I don't know if I could handle that.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'm really sorry. I have to go because my friend just brought his car up and he's moving in. So.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Marty. Have a great one, and good job not accepting that temptation. Bye.
Thank you.
She drank from the fountain of new roommate, it sounds like. Hey, there's the boy. 201-209-9368. What's your fountain? This is a good question. It is a good question. Wait.
Bucci. Adage.
This is a good question. 201-209-9368. What's your fountain? What do you want? The fountain of good lyrics. That was passed up. You could have written like Devonda Barnhart, or who else? I can't think of another artist. But that was passed up. Marnie said, "No, I want to create myself with myself. I don't need alien waters making me a genius." Caller Yagabuchi. Hello. How you doing?
Hello.
Yeah, hey, what's your name?
I'm Dave.
Hey, Dave, what's your fountain?
So, yeah, I was thinking, a fountain that gives you the ability, when you taste a delicious dish that you've never had before,
yeah,
it gives you the ability to recreate that dish perfectly at home.
That's an interesting, that is a very interesting, so you would have a delicious cacio pepe or pepe e cacio, whichever one, and then when you'd eat it and you'd instantly, instinctually know how to recreate it at home.
That's exactly right. You
drink,
got it, man.
Drink from it right now. Drink.
I'm drinking deeply.
Drink now. All right.
Good choice.
All good, man.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, that was an end one. You want to make a good cacio pepe, which is what? Pasta with pepper, or a pepe e cacio, which is pepper with a little pasta or something like that. Call you Gabucci. The fountain of the void. That was the call that just came in. Micah, nice to see you. Good to see you. Do you have a fountain that you want to drink from? What's your dream fountain?
Fountain of vitriol.
So this would make you even more vitriolic?
I guess.
It would do that. Not, I guess. It would make you more... Or do you sense vitriol? What do you imagine this fountain does to you? If you drank from the fountain of vitriol, how would it affect you?
It would just reinforce my general vitriolic demeanor.
It's a very you fountain, I gotta say. Let's see. Yeah.
You have chosen well.
Well, that's a good one. 201, we have a couple minutes, but maybe we can do it. 201-209-9368. What do you want? The Fountain of Mystery, the Fountain of... I drank from the topic, the Fountain of Good Topic Ideas. Well, I didn't drink from it, but I kind of like splashed a little bit on my face. Caller, you got Bucci. Quick, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, what's your name?
Mara.
Hey, Mara. What's your fountain?
Beer.
Fountain of really good beer? Every beer you drink is the best?
Well, let's see.
So you got to think about this.
Let's do vodka.
Everything you, all the vodkas you drink will be delicious, or everything tastes like really good vodka? What do you imagine it doing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, drink, quick. Drink that vodka. All right. Good choice.
You have chosen well.
One last call. Call you Gabucci, real quick.
Oh, hi.
What's your name and what's your fountain?
Oh, Grace.
Grace, what's your fountain?
I have the fountain. I want the Fountain of Good Timing.
So you would have, like, great timing. You could dance. You could play drums. You could tell a really good joke.
That's... I would never have an awkward response.
Great.
I would never be in the call when they were doing a call-in show.
Yeah, that
and
sounds...
I wanted to
Yeah, we're
the
doing. Look at this.
Good timing.
We're doing bad timing right now. So drink quick. Drink of the thing.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much. Bye.
Thanks.
Well, that's it. And now Bucci's fountain. What is Bucci's fountain? That's what people in the chat have been saying. I will drink right now. I have drank from the fountain of smooth transitions into Micah's show. Over there at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online all the time at WFMU.org. Who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci. Enjoy your superpowers.